cyclists are among the most likely individuals to experience a concussion. My personal journey began with a bike crash on NJ Route 9W in 2015, caused by a highway paving defect. Suffering from a fractured clavicle and a concussion, despite wearing a helmet, I was rushed to Englewood Hospital's emergency room. There, I learned that a record number of cyclists had been admitted that weekend due to the same issue. The hospital had even contacted the Alpine, New Jersey Police Department to close the road. This incident marked the start of a 3-year struggle to heal from my concussion. The challenges were immense: brain fog, constant hissing sounds, slowed perception, and unbearable noise sensitivity. Simple tasks like reading a computer screen for 45 minutes necessitated equal rest time for recovery. Despite consultations with doctors at 4 major medical centers in New Jersey, the root cause of my extreme fatigue remained a mystery. After surpassing the 30-day mark with my symptoms, I was told recovery might be unattainable and was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. Numerous neuropsychological and hearing tests were conducted, resulting in extensive reports on my dysfunctions, yet no effective therapies were suggested. The doctors prescribed various stimulants to help me function and maintain my technology sales job, especially critical with my eldest daughter's college tuition looming. My search for solutions led me to The Ghost in My Brain, by Clark Elliott, PhD, introducing me to vision therapy. Although it was beneficial, it didn't completely restore my health. Nearly 3 years into my ordeal, my spouse discovered the UPMC Sports Concussion Program through a friend's recommendation. This program seemed promising, especially after seeing their classification for fatigue concussions on their website. UPMC's approach differed significantly. Within 6 months, they managed to address my issues effectively. The team, led by Dr. Mickey Collins, developed a comprehensive recovery plan involving cardio exercise, calisthenics, and exposure to busy environments. They even encouraged me to resume cycling as part of my brain therapy. The contrasting perspectives on concussion recovery were stark. On one hand, several hospitals I visited in New Jersey viewed the recovery as a complex and challenging process, suggesting patients adjust to a new, limited life. On the other hand, UPMC Sports Concussion Program followed a well-defined, almost guaranteed recovery path. My experience with UPMC was so transformative that I started referring other concussion sufferers to them. For instance, one patient who had consulted over 100 doctors in 10 years since her boating accident reported significant improvements within 60 days of visiting UPMC. The journey taught me the importance of appropriate therapy in concussion recovery, including vision therapy, balanced vestibular therapy, exercise therapy, and exposure therapy. For those not finding relief locally, I recommend considering UPMC, albeit with an appointment due to their high patient volume. However, it's crucial to be wary of misinformation and quick-fix supplements available online. Genuine recovery requires accurate diagnosis and targeted therapy. The path to recovery may be challenging, but it's filled with hope. With the right support and determination, regaining full health is not just a possibility but a realistic goal. Your journey to 100% recovery is a testament to resilience, and remember, you are not alone. More about Al Rocco. Al Rocco is retired from a 30-year career in technology-focused B2B sales. He's a proud father of 2 adult children and is married to Carolyn, his steadfast partner through various challenges. An avid cyclist, Al rides 100 to 150 miles weekly with the Bicycle Touring Club of North Jersey. His professional background includes roles at companies like 3Com, Encipher, Apple, and Texas Instruments. Al holds degrees in economics and anthropology from Cornell University after graduating from Regis High School in NYC.